Construction is now getting underway on a 1.3-kilometer-long bridge, which will connect a Chinese border town in Heilongjiang with a Russian community on the other side of the Heilong, or Black Dragon River, which divides the two countries. The joint project, worth some $360 million, will see construction start this winter. Li Chengren is with a Chinese construction firm, which is helping build the bridge.
To start the construction in this season will make it easier to clean the mud used in the process, including the drilling mud. It won't infiltrate the soil and harm the environment, minimizing the hazard. The second point is in consideration of the impact of the drift ice period in April of the next year on the construction. Construction in this season can avoid that.
Both the Chinese and Russian sides say the new bridge will bring economic benefits on both sides of the Black Dragon. Governor of Russia's Amur region, Andrei Kozlov, says the new bridge project will also help cross-border exchanges.
The infrastructure in transportation is one of our priorities. Both heads of state of our two countries are very supportive to this kind of work in the border areas. The bridge will play an important role not only in economy, but also in exchanges in various fields.
Local officials in the Chinese border city of Heihe, where the bridge is being built, say the project is going to help elevate a major bottleneck in cross-border trade. Around 700,000 people and 300,000 tons of goods enter or exit China via Heihe every year. Passenger flows are to double and cargo volumes increase by tenfold once the project is complete. It's also part of trilateral economic corridor linking China, Russia and Mongolia. The bridge project, proposed 28 years ago, is expected to be finished in October of 2019. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.